At the FMC Summer Plot Tour, I'm speaking with Gail Strathman. And Gail, first of all, tell me what you do for the company.
I am the Midwest Technical Lead for FMC and been with the company about 16 years in that capacity.
Well, you guys have brought together quite a group of retailers here today that have seen some presentations, learned a little bit, and seen the product in action. Tell us just a little bit, first of all, about what you showed these guys today.
Well, the main highlight we wanted to bring the customers today was a new product that we're bringing to the market in the near future called Anthem. Well, actually two products, Anthem and Anthem ATZ. And Anthem combines one of our existing molecules with a new molecule that we've acquired into to develop a very nice and very flexible product for both corn and soybeans pre-emergence and post-emergence for both grass and broadleaf control. And so I think it's going to be a nice tool for growers to use in the coming days with the way modern agriculture is transitioning into a very efficient operation.
So you mentioned coming. Can you describe where we're at in the process for this product and anticipate sort of when you think it'll be available?
Well, we're actually fairly long, far along in the development process with Anthem. This year we got extensive testing and extensive show plots around to start to demonstrate that to our customers. But we're anticipating a label sometime early in the next year. And so depending upon when that label comes, we may have that in time for the use season next year. But we'll definitely be showing that some more next year and then hopefully get it in the growers' hands as well next year.
Well, I talked to a couple of folks that were here. They seemed pretty excited about having some new options, especially ones that can be combined into a program to give them more flexibility.
Right. I mean, that's one of the key attributes of Anthem is the flexibility of that product. We can use this for both corn and soybeans. So there's a lot of growers out there that really have those as their primary crops, and you really have to be careful about which herbicides you're using in which crops so you don't get contamination across that and end up with problems with either one of those crops in an injury. This herbicide being able to use it both ways provides outstanding crop safety as well as the outstanding weed control that we see from the weed aspect of Anthem herbicide.
I know one of the guys I talked to works with an aerial applicator and was kind of excited to know that, you know, upon approval that it would have that license as well.
Yeah, you know, we're going to be able to use this product in a lot of different uses and it'll offer a lot of flexibility to a lot of growers and a lot of retailers. So it should be a very good avenue for applicators as well as growers.
Well, what would be just the kind of the primary key benefits that Anthem is going to offer to corn and soybean growers?
Well, there's primarily three things we want people to remember when we see Anthem. One is stronger control and longer control. Outstanding grass residual with this product. In a lot of cases, it's 2 to 3 weeks longer than your current herbicides. The second thing is stronger control. We're going to see stronger grass control on a lot more species, and we're also going to see a lot more broadleaf control, which you normally don't see from a grass herbicide. And so it really makes it a dual-purpose product, grass and broadleaf control, broad spectrum. And then the third thing is that flexibility. Corn and soybeans, pre and post. You can use it in a lot of different scenarios and a lot of different management options that make it really a nice tool for growers to use, whether he's using it prior to planting and for residual control, or maybe he's got a crop planted, now it's coming up, he still wants to get a residual on, he can do that with this product. He can go over the top of the crop that's already up. So outstanding residual control, outstanding post-emergence activity with it, as well as long residual and outstanding broadleaf control with this product.
So on these tour plots that you have, and I know this was kind of the first of a series of stops that you're taking, that you're showing the results, how would you describe how that's performed? Because you've certainly seen a range of challenging conditions throughout the territory.
We've had numerous situations this year where we've had everything from very dry conditions to extremely wet conditions. And so far the performance of this product across that range of conditions has been outstanding, to say the least. We see very good control and very good residual under the dry conditions, and we see staying power under those very wet conditions in a lot of the Corn Belt, and we see it across a wide range of weed species and grass species. So I guess overall we're extremely pleased with the performance we've been seeing across a lot of these plots, university plots, and show plots across the Midwest this year.
Any certain question that kind of has come up most often that you've gotten asked by these folks?
Well, one of the questions that has come up is some of the utility that we see for this product from a burn down standpoint or from a pre-plant, because no-till and conservation tillage has gotten so big across the Midwest. And what we kind of want to emphasize with this product is we see some very good added activity on the burn down side of things from one of the active ingredients in this, but we're still going to have to make sure that we manage our burn down programs properly and don't count on our residual herbicides to carry the load there. This product adds some activity, but we're still going to have to make sure that weed management now is not simply about spraying Roundup anymore, glyphosate. It's about managing weeds and managing that program and taking into account everything I've got out there, and that includes using products like Anthem as a residual. But we also need the strong burn-down products and good post-emergence programs as well.
Any final takeaway or thoughts as it relates to the tour that you're doing here and you'd like growers to know?
Well, we're actively showing this to retailers across the entire Midwest this year. And so if you're interested and maybe think this product might have some utility in what you're trying to do in your operation, talk to your star retailer, and he'll be able to give you more information, because likely he was one of the guys that was out at one of the plots and saw the performance. And so he can relay that information to you. So we're trying to transfer that information and be as transparent as we can, and move that information to our dealers so they can transfer that information to their customers as well.
All right. Wonderful. Beautiful day that you had out here. Thank you very much for that. I know you ordered it up especially for us here in Nebraska. That is Gail Strathman with FMC. We've been talking about their summer plot tours. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.